This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne with Steve Inskeep. If you think you couldn't stand to hear another soundbite from another presidential candidate, consider the correspondents who follow them to hundreds of speeches.
The correspondent who covered the Kerry campaign was NPR's Scott Horsley, and he joins us now. Hi, Scott.
Good to be with you.
And NPR's Don Gagne has covered the White House for the last 4 years and also covered the Bush campaign. He joins us as well.
Hi, glad to be here.
And Don, let's start with you. You're traveling around with the president from place to place. What do you feel you learn about the president looking at him that way that maybe we don't see watching those same stops on television?
You see a guy who is clearly very driven. The number of events per day far exceeded what we would normally do over the course of a year traveling with the president. You watch his speeches giving the same thing over and over, and this was clearly somebody who expected to win.
Driven is not a word that fits the stereotype of President Bush.
Exactly. The stereotypes that he puts in short days and likes to take it easy and have his weekends at Camp David. He does tend of it in short days. But when it came down to crunch time, he was clearly ready to do what it took to win.
Scott, is there a side of John Kerry that you think we missed in the endless appearances of this man on television?
Well, I think the public book on John Kerry maybe is that he's not quite as good one-on-one with people as President Bush. And I think he is better actually one-on-one than a lot of folks give him credit for.
How much access did you have directly to speak with your candidates, your respective candidates here?
None. The Bush White House is well known for limiting press access, and it is the major frustration in this job, just trying to get information.
Well, Senator Kerry was certainly more accessible with the media than President Bush. He was not someone who really loved talking to reporters. You know, Walter Shapiro of USA Today once said that Senator Kerry treats microphones the way vampires treat crosses, and there's a certain amount of truth to that.
The candidates will assume that the press corps is basically there waiting on him to screw up. Is that true?
We're certainly watching every word he says very closely. Ultimately, we're there to report on what happened. But any moment, an unguarded moment, is certainly one that you do cherish when you're out there. President Bush always knew what the soundbite was in the speech, but when it was new language, it might take him two or three speeches before he really got it right. And you could watch that learning curve over the course of the day with the new language.
Well, Senator Kerry would invariably step on the applause line, and the radio reporters would just shake our fists saying, you know, he just ruined what would have been the natural piece of sound for this story.
You know what? Watching the president's father on television, he would often go to that soundbite that was going to be the soundbite of the night, and he would screw it up in the middle. And I almost wondered if this was a rather genuine guy who knew that he was going through this charade of making the television soundbite, and he just couldn't really bring himself to do it.
You certainly had that sense with Senator Kerry, that he is someone who doesn't see the world in soundbites.
Could each of you leave me perhaps with an image that you think sums up what you saw?
The president never thought he was going to lose. And there was a moment in kind of a livestock pavilion outside Toledo, Ohio, and they were flipping pancakes. And the president was going through the line, and he's standing by the grill, and he had this smile on his face. And you could see the president knew that John Kerry didn't dare do a photo op like this one, because the flip-flop headlines would be all over the place. I think that look on his face kind of sums it up for me.
You know, the image that sticks with me after all these months on the campaign trail was Labor Day in Canonsburg, Pennsylvania. Every house had a sign in front of it, about half Kerry signs, half Bush signs. And I was asking one of the neighbors about that, you know, whether there was rancor on the block, because obviously it was politically divided. And he said, you know, we're all neighbors. We all want the same things for our kids. And he said, that's why it's good to have Bush signs and Kerry signs, because that's what America's about. And we heard a lot of raised voices over the last year, but I like to think that maybe in that block in Canonsburg, Pennsylvania, there's a model for where we can go from here.
NPR's Scott Horsley covered the campaign of John Kerry this year. Scott, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Steve.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne followed President Bush. Don, thanks to you.
You're very welcome.